Good evening. I call this March 7th, 2023 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name's Darrell Bozger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. My pleasure to welcome you here tonight. This is a public meeting and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with an orderly meeting and I ask you to keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record your name, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, we'll keep track of the time and you can just keep track of your comments. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I'll now call for a roll call of the members.
Bozger?
Here.
Poleska?
Here.
Pounds?
Here.
Kading? Hansen? Fox? Schroeder? Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Number three, approval of the minutes from the February 7th, 2023 meeting.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Joe, was it? And seconded by?
Milt.
Any further discussion? Please vote. Nothing happened?
Yes. All commission members present voting aye.
We have a number four is an item for staff discussion about the requirement that driveways be no closer than 3 feet from the property line. Staff would like to discuss this with the commission and council to see if it is still a viable requirement. There will be no action taken on this item tonight for discussion. Aaron.
If I start at the beginning of my presentation. So, Jeff had received some inquiries from some contractors that are new to our area, and speaking about some of the other communities that they do some work in, we've learned that In Blair, we require all paving to end 3 feet away from a property line. So if you have a driveway or a sidewalk on your lot, it needs to be 3 feet away from your neighbor's side yard property line. A number of our communities of our size don't have those requirements. Jeff has done a little bit of research on that, and it's kind of a mixed bag. Some do, some don't. What we've learned is that we've had some contractors that come in and they are doing some work and just go ahead and work as though they're working in Valley or somewhere where they don't have those kinds of issues, and suddenly we have a third parking spot in somebody's yard right on the property. So one of the things that, here's an example of one that has popped up. The curb cut is just a normal curb cut, but then they have this little bump out on the side. And where we're seeing requests for this kind of stuff is, say for instance, you have a new driver in the house and suddenly you have the third car because your child is of driving age. And, or you may have in-law living with you or something like that. And so the issue is trying to reduce the amount of street parking and bring it up on your yard. We've also had some interest from other residents who maybe have a boat or an RV where they have enough space in the side yard if they could pave up to the property line, where they could bring that up and have that up out of the right of way up next to their house. Now, again, this is not an item that we're asking for any action on tonight. We're just kind of throwing it out here for you to consider. And if you have any questions or comments about it, you know, I mean, obviously we can discuss it here tonight a little bit. But if you want some follow-up on that, you know, feel free to reach out to Jeff or me, and we'd be happy to do that. Some of the research that Jeff has done, Fremont has no setbacks or setback requirements for paving. They said their only concern is, you know, water, creating another impervious or more of an impervious surface, you know, so it doesn't allow for drainage. Plattsmouth has no setbacks and no reported problems. Omaha doesn't require setbacks for driveways that are under 2,000 square feet. If they're larger than that, then they have a setback. Gretna has no setback requirements at all for that. Valley does. Their setbacks are identical to ours. Beatrice is 5 feet on the side yard. And Nebraska City enacted a setback back in 2019 that is identical to ours. So it's just, like I said, it's kind of a mixed bag. We have a number of communities in the area that have it and a few that don't. So I really believe it's, you know, it's discretionary between, you know, the Planning Commission and City Council if that's the direction that you all want to go.
Do we currently, is there ordinance against parking on the grass next to the driveway?
No, but as long as you're out of the right-of-way and within your own yard, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that in your neighbor's yard. One of the things that concerns that we've heard, you know, from people is, you know, I pull my boat or my RV into the yard and it gets wet, you know, and then suddenly I've got slop and I've got ruts and those kinds of things. Having a small paved area on the side for those people is a little bit more desirable.
So I thought it would be better to have them parking on concrete than making a mud hole in their side yard if they're going to park.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to, I'm thinking kind of way my yard is. My backyard drains out through the grass, mm-hmm. both of us, it's a low area. Mm-hmm. If I would pave that, all of a sudden, all that water is just going to, I don't know where it's going to go, probably in my neighbor's yard. But if you don't do it correctly, that's all impervious cement.
Yeah.
What if two neighbors do the same thing, and then it's all solid cement? I'm a little worried about that requirement.
It really does depend on, like you said, the slope of the grade. I mean, here you have a situation here at the paving all slopes toward the street, and look, it appears as though they've got a bit of a curb here to prevent it from coming over onto the neighbor's yard. So, I mean, it really depends on the situation and how it's constructed, I would think.
I agree with you 100%. The issue is we haven't enforced that because within the last year and a half, we've had one that did it right behind Tanner Quick Pick. That house is supposed to have 3 feet. They could put white rock in. They weren't supposed to pave it. They paved it. I brought it to the attention from Jeff. He said, well, yep, they'll have to take it out. But no, they didn't take it out. No, it's kind of a commercial area. We can do whatever. So we haven't enforced it in the past. Why would we enforce it now?
That's why we're discussing this. You know, this situation here, I mean, by right, we could compel these people to tear this out. You know, is this something that...
The reason I'm saying this is because mm-hmm. I had to tear stuff out of my house when I came here in 2000. And the neighbors don't have to, and I just don't get it. I really, truly don't. So that's my own opinion. This is just a discussion. Oh, I know. I'm kind of an ass.
We should be consistent, though. It would be nice to be consistent.
We should be consistent. If it's supposed to be there, it's supposed to be there. That should not be there. It should be taken out. That's my opinion. If that's the rules that you have set, that's what we have right now, and they're not being enforced. So if they're not enforced now, why do we even have them?
I'm very much against it, primarily from an aesthetic standpoint. I understand the parking cars business, but when one starts using their yards for storage, which a number of people do, this just opens up the door for more possibilities of, quote, storage, trailers and boats and so forth on property in town. I don't have a problem with that if you're in farmland and so forth, but when you're in town, it diminishes our, from an aesthetic standpoint, it diminishes our town in comparison to, let's say, the ones that do have, that have that ordinance. And we're talking about the possibility, well, not the possibility, we're talking of denser housing developments and so forth that are occurring in town here, and it just...
Well, that's why we're having the discussion.
Yep.
If you don't go clear to the lot line, you're going to have a lot of instances around town where you have two vehicles in a family that one of them is going to end up on the street again. I know I can count five places right off the bat that that's the case. They added an extra driveway and went clear to the lot line so they could pull their other car off the street. Now, if that wasn't supposed to be done, then where's the problem, I guess?
This is a discussion, so Right. Can the audience undo the discussion thing? Can I ask the audience if they have opinions they'd like to express?
It's for discussion only, so there won't be any action taken. So if you want to open it up for public comment, you can, but it's for discussion only.
Anything else of the staff? I'd like to, if anybody in the audience would like to speak to this issue, I'll open it up right now. Otherwise, we'll go to the next item. I don't see any, so is there anything else for this, Aaron?
No, sir.
Okay. So let's go to item number 5. I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Sean Negus, I hope, 6100 North 16th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, and Roger Ann and Donna Jade Andreessen, Post Office Box 511, Blair, Nebraska, to use Tax Lot 282, Section 13, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska, waste site for approximately 750,000 cubic yards of dirt for 1 year.
Sean Negus, NEGUS, 13909 North 64th Plaza, Omaha, Nebraska. I am requesting, I have the bypass job with Graham Construction for the City of Blair and State of Nebraska, and I'm requesting a dump site for the excess dirt that's on the property. We have submitted to the state, we have their approval for the dumping of the dirt, the design of that, and the SWIP factors, the storm pollution prevention factors of it. We're awaiting the Nebraska Game and Parks for their approval because of there's about a 2-acre area that will have to have some trees removed on it. Essentially, it's the closest place to the job site, and I guess that's kind of all we're really looking to do, so.
You want to show a little bit, so we can kind of see what it looks like there?
Let's go back here. So the location is just south of the city limits here, between Highway 75 and Highway 30, just south of the proposed bypass. The location is the lot that they want to fill the dirt in on is just over 35 acres. Zoning is ag. In that zoning district, to drop fill in that location would require a conditional use permit. As Mr. Nagy said, the dirt is coming from the South Bypass project, and we've asked, you know, as a requirement of the conditional use permit for this purpose, they're going to be required to get the SWIP permit and any state permitting that's necessary and provide proof of that to us before commencing the work. Here's the lot that is in question. Here is the proposed bypass route. I'm just kind of, that's a rough line here where it's going to go. I believe the majority of the dirt that we're talking about is going to be coming from this section right in here. This lot borders directly, so you wouldn't be impacting, and you wouldn't be traveling onto a neighbor's property or anything to move the dirt. And the Andreessens own on two sides here also. So you have smaller impacts there.
It also avoids the new gas line that was put on the north side as well.
Here's the zoning. Here you can see it's zoned ag. Here's a view adjacent to Highway 75. The property we're talking about is just on the other side of this ridge line, right here, in that low area. Here's an image of the SWIP permit that and the elevations that that is in the process right now. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I see this is for 1 year. What happens after the year? Does it come back out of there? Is it just has to have the permit for the year then?
The permit is to place the dirt there. So if there's a borrow pit or something like that where, say for instance, they're going to potentially sell the dirt, we have to come back with another conditional use permit to allow them for that.
So if you never sell it, then it stays there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So is it filling in some ravine or something? What's it?
Not really a ravine. It's just a
low area.
A slope that goes down to, yeah, it's just kind of changing the grade a little bit to kind of level it off in that area.
I assume it'll be graded as just a pile of giant
pile. Yeah, it'll be placed. Yeah. 815 roller.
Yes. Yeah. And you can see the contours that are planned here for this. With the stormwater plan, they would have to put in the silt fencing and all the other preventative measures that they would need to make sure that they don't impact any neighboring properties.
When this whole thing was started in bid, what were you going to do with that dirt at this point? You had to have some idea that was going to have to be moved somewhere. Where were you going to put it until we decided today it's going to go here?
Well, we had the agreement in place, but we didn't realize that there was a conditional use permit within the, or needed within a 2 mile radius of the city. So that we found that out through the meetings for the job, the pre-construction meetings for the job, that needed to be addressed.
So, so basically it's going to kind of more level it out with the dirt you're digging out. It's going to make it a little lower.
So is this going to increase the cost of this entire project?
No. No, it's all.
So the dirt would have to be hauled off anyway. The further you take the dirt, the more expensive it is.
So that's my question. So are you looking for a cheaper way to do something than the way they had it planned when it was first looked at? Or
no, it was planned this way in the first place. It's just the... Like I said, we didn't know we needed a permit to do it. That was never brought up in the beginnings of it. So.
So when you're finished applying this dirt, is there a requirement for grass seeding or something? What goes over the top of that?
Well, it's a farm field. They plant it.
So,
yeah, they plan it. Okay. So I would assume, I can't speak on that. Roger probably could, what he's going to do with it afterwards, but I would assume we'd go back to farmland.
Okay.
Any more questions? Does anyone want to talk to Roger? Did you, Milt, you want to talk to him? He's here, it looks like, to, or not. About the, what he's going to do with the land after it's there?
Well, if it's going to be farmland, that solves it.
Okay. Any more questions of him?
I do.
Is there any from the audience I would like to speak on this issue?
Come forward. Amanda Shotwell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like...
No, come. You have to come up here and state your name and spell your last name and your address, please.
It's Annie Shotwell, Shotwell. I live at 1401 Maple Drive, which the bypass is going right next to my house. But the conversation that you're having with Sean right there is the same one that we had in our driveway. And then, like, because Brad Rick was going to get the dirt and it was going to go across our land, and it can go anywhere you want to. I don't care. The whole idea is that this has been a mess since the day it started, and everything has changed. I don't even think that there's an actual ending layout of exactly what this is going to look like coming on the Highway 75 and how everything is going to work. I mean, everything has gone from change to change to change to change. And how do you expect people who, this is impacting my dream home. I am just so upset because it has been nothing but changes and things in our face.
This is right on our land. They've
all
taken
the time.
All the trees. All the trees are gone. Everything is gone.
Right. And this, understanding that I got my money from what somebody said out there in the community. She got her money, so she just needs to be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet. That's my dream home. That was going to be handed down to our kids. My brothers and my husband built it. And now we have started out as a 5-lane bypass. Now we have a 3-lane bypass. And it is inching closer and closer because screw her, in not that polite manner, that I need to suck it up. I'm not sucking it up. Everything seems to be moving. I've come home and I've had markers in up by my shed and on the other side of my driveway. Stop. Get out of my stuff. Get off my land. And this is just one more thing. It's just like something else has changed. Stop changing stuff. This should have been set up and laid out and in, like, it should have been settled. The willy-nilliness of people who don't even live in Blair to spend our money, who are in our city council or our city establishment, 3/4 of them don't even live here. They don't provide for the financial stability, but they affect our bottom line, and it's making me crazy. Somebody said, F her, because she got her money. You know what we did? We turned around and bought the A-frame to extend our business in this town. It's hard to run a business in this town, and I can't imagine as a new business owner coming in, because I've heard it. Have you dealt with the city? Yeah, I've dealt with the city, and they've always treated me very fairly, and I understand and I appreciate that. But I also hate this double standard and this always changing things. It's just a constant change, and you are in my face, in my front door. My dogs can't run where they used to run because there is little markers that are, I mean, which is fine. It's just the whole idea. Just set your plan, make it happen, and let's move on. I'm tired of going to the store and having people go, oh my God, so how's the bypass? How close is it to your house? You know what? Nobody died. Nobody has died. But I can't tell you how it is because the city keeps changing their mind. And they'll say something to my face, and then they'll turn around and do something different. And it's really getting old. I just have to say this as a fed-up citizen who actually participates and financially helps this community, and I pay my taxes, and I do what I need to do to make it all happen, and to make Blair the best that it can be, and bring in new revenue, and all the rest of that. But somebody has got to finally put their foot down and say, enough's enough. Make up your decisions, and let it be. Roger Andreessen and Donna, great. Like, okay. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just constantly changing. We have this conversation with you in our driveway. This is what's going
to
happen.
Don't speak to them. Just speak to us, please.
Well, it's just like,
to our neighbors, like, we know them.
Yeah.
I understand.
I mean, you know, it's just the whole thing. It's just like, you get this, and then all of a sudden everything changes, and it's all okay, and we're supposed to suck it up. I just have to make my peace said, because make it happen, knock it off, and stop costing us more money as the city of Blair. Because Don Prohaska is already a millionaire. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your help. I knew him when I worked at Mercedes. He doesn't need your help. He's good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's that?
Question. How many times have we changed things? Just a question.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I am new to this party. Okay.
So am I.
Yeah. So as far as the design of the bypass and everything, I'm not the right person to ask that question of. I will tell you that it hasn't changed since I've been here. Now, there are details like where we put the dirt and those kinds of things, and are we going to have a light at the interchange on Highway 75 right away, or are we going to have to wait for a little bit? Those are discussions that are out of our control, because it's a highway, and the state makes those determinations. So I've been involved in some of those discussions, but as far as the actual design goes, no.
I have one other question that's probably a moot point, it doesn't matter, but this bypass, what's it designed to do? Is it going to take truck traffic off of Main Street?
I think what I would ask is that we have discussion about the conditional use permit that is before us tonight. Right now, the discussion is, we're, you know, does this...
Put the dirt there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this issue?
I guess I have a question for Roger, if that's possible.
Sure.
Roger, I have a question for you.
Let him come up and state his name and address and stuff. State your name and spell last name and your address, please.
Roger Andreessen, Andreessen, 835 Pheasant Circle.
So the question I have for you is do you you currently farm this, or do you rent it out?
I rent it.
Okay.
I did farm it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been in my family since 1907.
Oh, okay. At this point, if you're renting it out, you're going to continue to rent it out once everything is excavated. Have you considered like what kind of condition the soil will be? Because I mean, typically your topsoil is going to be your better. Obviously.
Well, you've got to put the topsoil back on.
So they're going to peel the topsoil back, lay dirt, and then lay the topsoil back down.
Yes.
Okay.
And to answer your question, this is the 27th year of the concept of this bypass.
It's been discussed, I know, before I started.
It's at least 27 years.
Well, it appears to be getting closer.
We'll have it done by 2035.
Yeah.
Anything else, Roger?
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Then I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission wants to do.
I move that we accept to move on with vote on the conditional use permit as stated.
With and they would like the permits to be all in place first, be part of the commission. Is that good?
Yes.
On a conditional use
permit. Commission can recommend the stipulation that the SWIP permits and any other state permits that are required would be in place before the...
I would move
that stipulation
of the permits, yes.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
So we have a motion by Chris, second by Don, to approve the CUP with those stipulations. Is there any more discussion?
I have one quick question on that. So this is for 1 year. If it
lasts
longer than a year, do they have to come back?
Yes. On a renewal.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess 1 year should be part of that, but as presented, so. Okay, please vote.
commission members present voting aye. Boswell, Boziger, Hansen, Heinrich, voting nay. Pounds, abstaining, Haleska.
Does that mean it passes?
Recommendation will go to the city council for approval.
Okay, go to city council next Tuesday. Because I'm not positive that we have a quorum passed on this. It'll go to city council next Tuesday, and that's where you can talk again. Okay? Let's go on to number six. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit renewal submitted by Blair Preschool, Post Office Box 526, Blair, Nebraska, to operate a quasi-public educational private nonprofit preschool with a class size of no more than 20 students on a lots 11 and 12 and part of vacated street block 42, 141 South 20th Street, Blair City, Washington County, Nebraska, for 10 years. Aaron.
Mr. Chairman, Blair Preschool has been operating at Trinity Lutheran Church here, this location here in Blair, for past 20 years. Church is located at 141 South 20th Street. The zoning is RML. Under that zoning district, to operate the preschool, a conditional use permit is required. We've not received any complaints or concerns from the public in any form regarding the preschool. As I said, it's been operating for 20 years. All the renewals have only been for 5 years each. Other preschools that have applied have asked for 10 years. This application is asking for 10 years, and staff have no objections to that term.
Any questions of staff? Does anyone want to speak on this issue in the audience? I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
So moved.
Milt, is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Second by Jim, to approve the CUP for 10 years as presented. Any more discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So the motion passes and will go to the city council next Tuesday. Second, folks. I will open a public hearing to consider a final plat application submitted by Dale and Jennifer Hansen, 14771 County Road 20, Blair, Nebraska, to the Rock Haven subdivision located in the west one half of the northeast one quarter of Section 9, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m. Washoe County, Nebraska. Aaron.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, last item tonight on the agenda is the final plat application for Dale and Jennifer Hansen out on Highway 91 west of town. We're going to be creating two lots. One will be 3.5 acres. Lot two will be 6.5 acres. Lot two has an existing home on it. Both lots meet the requirements for RRE. Lot two has highway access, and lot one has been granted highway access by Department of Roads once it becomes a separate lot. Zoning is currently ag. After this process is complete, we'll be revisiting this and asking for a rezone to RRE. There have been no changes since the commission has seen the preliminary plat, and that's all I have.
Any questions of staff? Thank you. Is there anything from the audience would like to speak on this issue? Then I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
I'd recommend approval of the final plat submitted as submitted.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Moved by Don, seconded by Daryl. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So the motion passes and will go to City Council next Tuesday. Report from staff.
I don't have anything to report.
What's that?
Move to dismiss.
Go ahead.
I make a motion.
To adjourn?
To adjourn. I will second.
Motion by Joe, second by Mill to adjourn. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
And we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.